From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The last part of our gospel, according to our Lord Jesus Christ. So when our hearts are full of foul, evil things, then our mouth could spew it out, could speak it well. On the other hand, if our hearts are full of good, religious things, then we can express it out in our speech. For Sirach, in our first reading today, we can know the person through his speech. Nowadays, knowing the person have so many ways. We can know the person by his grooming. You can know who the person is, that person is, the way he grooms himself. We can even know the person by the kind of technology, cell phone that he has. The mode of knowing the person is sometimes colored by the possession of that person. But for Sirach, this is not the way. We can know the person through his speech, his own way of conversing. You can know the bent of his mind by the choice of his words, by the conduct of his dialogue. We can know the heart of the person. Now, the question is, how pure is the heart? And we cannot know that. Only God could know that. Is the heart the source of the word that people need to hear? Because when the heart is troubled, for sure, the speech is also troubled. Anyway, my dear brothers and sisters, when we are in this situation, when our heart is in trouble, don't be despair, because we have our God, we have Jesus to approach and allow him to clean and purify our heart. In fact, the purity of heart is learned only from our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the challenge of St. Paul in our second reading. St. Paul said that our hope is centered on Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God made flesh. And in Jesus' death and resurrection, what is mortal is now clothed in immortality. In Jesus' death and resurrection, what is corruptible is now clothed or changed into incorruptible. And so may I add that through Jesus' death and resurrection, what is impure is now made pure. So if our heart has been hardened, has been troubled by sin, we should not be despair. We should approach Jesus, who is our hope, since he has triumphed. He remained victorious over sin and death through his resurrection. Then he can make pure our heart who was hardened and who was made dirty or impure by the reality of sin. Does this make sense? We can always approach Jesus, because left to ourselves, we cannot purify our heart. We are powerless. But thanks be to God, we have Jesus as our Savior, who is able to purify us, who is able to cleanse us, and he has made what is mortal has become immortal. He can do that only if and if we continue hoping and believing in Him. Jesus, in our gospel today, talks about the path to purity of heart, and He gives us two levels of purification. The first level is common sense, commonsensical. He told us the parable, can a blind person guide a blind person? He was actually referring this to the Pharisees and the scribes because they are blind guides. Yes, they are teacher, but they don't teach what they live. Their preaching is different from their daily existence. There is always that dichotomy between what they believe, what they teach, and what they live in their daily lives. So for Jesus, they are considered as blind guides, blind person. And so we can relate this with the removal of the splinter in another's eye. You know, there is this blindness that prevails our society. You know what is this form of blindness that can be seen and prevalent in our society today? A form of blindness. Have you noticed? Oh, this is my business. I sell and I buy. I propose and I offer the solution. The blindness, whether you agree with me or not, is this hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. Do you notice hypocrisy in our society today? Why are you so silent? Isn't it? Hypocrisy is a form of blindness. What does a hypocrite person does? A hypocrite won't admit his own weakness. A hypocrite won't admit that he is sinful. It's like the Pharisees and the scribes. Oh, we are all self-righteous. We are holy. We don't need repentance. For sure, we will get to heaven ahead of you. You are all condemned to hell because you are all sinners. That's what the Pharisees, and that's why Jesus opposed them. You hypocrite. You are like whitewashed tomb. Beautiful to look at outside because you're painted white. But deep inside you, you are full of man's bones. When a person goes around and looks at another person and points out his own mistake, his own sin, and he is negligent to his own sin and weakness, that person, I tell you, is a hypocrite. And many today are hypocrites. They don't simply admit their mistakes. I am sorry. I am weak. I am full of men's bones. I would always project that I am strong, that I am holy, that I am good. When in the deepest reality of his heart, oh my, you will see a lot of sinfulness. Hypocrite, Jesus said, he is a blind guy, a blind person guiding another blind person. The second level of purification, which Jesus reiterated in our gospel today, is that a student who learns from his teacher. And who is this teacher? is Jesus Christ. He is telling us to learn from Him the purity of heart, because the heart of Jesus is so pure. It was never tainted, influenced by the ravages of sin. It continues to be pure. So let us be contaminated by that purity of Jesus' heart. And you know what? When we learn from Jesus, His purity of heart, we will then lead other people to also live a pure life. Jesus speaks from the heart of the Son of God. And what are the words that the Son of God utter? Jesus Christ. Isn't this the words of mercy? The words of forgiveness? The words of affirmation of the weak? The words of solidarity with the marginalized? The words of goodness? In opposition to the words of the Pharisees and the scribes, they utter words of arrogance. They utter words of proud people, because they won't look at themselves as weak people, but as holy people. Let us always learn from Jesus the purity of heart. And it is only He who could penetrate the deepest recesses of our heart and purify our heart if we are open to Him. Dear brothers and sisters, the last challenge would be, let our speech, our words, our actions mirror the very words and actions of Jesus Christ, not the Pharisees and the scribes, who are hypocrites.